Hello, Mick Snack Cases. This is Nuke Joss, and this is Dinner in a Movie. Also, hello to Dog Days of Podcasting people. Sorry. So this is Dinner in a Movie, and I'm going to be talking about a show that I think I read it originally started on Freeform, and it was never available, and my good friend Jason kept telling me I had to watch this show, and finally, with all of that mature content and Disney content and everything. Finally, not mature content. Actually, I think it just came over because of Disney. Finally, I was able to watch Cloak and Dagger on Disney Plus. I believe it's on Disney Plus in the US as well because it's not like super mature. It was on like regular TV. Cloak and Dagger is a lesser known comic books franchise. And the neat thing about them is that it's two characters, Cloak and Dagger, and their powers are like opposite sides of the same coin. You know, he's dark, she's light. He is fear, she is hope, that sort of thing. And I really like what they did with it. I don't think I would enjoy an adaptation of what had been in some of the comics. I really enjoy what they made in the TV show. I like that it's a post-Katrina New Orleans. It definitely has a lot of the vibe. They talk a lot about the neighborhoods and the history, and you definitely feel that vibe in there. And it felt really like a lived-in city, and the experiences were real. And, you know, looking at recent incidents and politics and everything about what it's like growing up. And the neat thing about this is while they're both, you know, young adults. He's still in school. She's not, don't think she's graduated. She's probably a dropout. We don't know, but she seems like she's, you know, of age. I don't know if she's older than him or not. It all goes back to, an explosion from when they were kids and they happen to be in the same area. And so their powers are connected, and it is a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. There's a lot of really subtle crossovers with Luke Cage because they couldn't outright say it or do anything or have any of the actors because they were, you know, one was on Netflix, one was on Freeform, but, you know, they name drop Misty Knight. They talk about things that they talk about Luke Cage. Actually, they talk, you know, somebody's reading an article about Luke Cage. It is really, it really gets in there and, gives you just enough of the taste. Like, okay, this is in that same universe. These are street level heroes, even though they have to save the entire world. I mean, it is definitely them saving the world. It is, I think one of my favorite things about it is that these are two characters that are intrinsically linked and definitely have to care about one another. They're dependent on one another. It's a man and a woman, and it is not romantic or sexual. It is a complete relationship without those entanglements, and you never see that. And I'm so glad that it never goes there. And I'm really happy that I watched this. I think it is definitely worth watching. I mean, a million times better than Iron Fist, that's for dang sure. Sorry. But I really enjoyed it. And I had watched it after watching the first three seasons of Black Lightning, and I was really pumped off of that. And then to come in and watch this, which had come out before, was really exciting. By the way, I don't think I'm finishing season four of Black Lightning. That got horribly Arrowversed. I'm so upset. I can't even watch. I've watched a couple episodes of the final season and I just can't get through it. I may skim IMDb, see if Wayne Brady shows up again, but I just can't. They took everything that was great about that show and they just stuffed it in the trash. I'm so upset. But Cloak and Dagger, what I really like about it is it got an ending. They were able to end it in a way that didn't leave you wanting more. It wasn't Luke Cage opening up Harlem's Paradise as the new gangster owner. It wasn't Iron Fist where Danny Rand and I never remember his name, Wade Warren, whatever, the the heroin addict ready to fight and the Daughters of the Dragon popping out. You know, it wasn't any of those teasers for something next. It gave you a good ending. They could have gone on. They could have done another season, but you get a nice complete story. So if you're going to watch a show that is over and you know there's not going to be any more, it's very nice to know that there is an end, and it's a satisfying end, a good end. I recommend, if you like comic book TV shows, this is one to watch. It's very interesting. It's definitely heavy on the drama. And I like it. But it's a drama that doesn't end up falling into that Arrowverse formula that every single DC show falls into. I can't stand it. I don't know why they all fall into it, except for so far Doom Patrol and DC Titans. And that's probably because they're on the streaming services, because they say swear words and do very sexy and violent things that they won't put on regular television. We are going to pair Cloak and Dagger. You know, there's a candy that they use to buy their passage, and I was thinking about doing that, but you know what? I have had a craving for crawdads for about 2.5 years now that I have not been able to satisfy, because I said I was going to get them shipped in, and COVID and moving, and actually moving, then COVID, then moving, then COVID. I've not been able to get crawdads, which is a pretty typical dish for New Orleans. And let's do it. Let's have ourselves some crawdads, you know, do a nice big boil, and I will chew them up, suck out them tails, and enjoy myself. You may not be into crawdads, but I, like I said, have been craving them for years now, and it's been so long since I've had some. So that's what we're pairing it with tonight.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.